Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania County Schools in this morning, and we are going to talk about 4E education. And there's an expo coming up, and we're going to get into all of that. A couple of guests and some new guests, new people from Spotsylvania to have in, new to the coming into the show. Mm-hmm. Kelly Gemple is here, the deputy superintendent and chief of schools. Kelly, as I've seen you at all the school board meetings when I watch them on TV, so I know you. I feel like I know you. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
This is going to be good. And also here this morning, Kelly Simtoski, the supervisor of instructional programs. Katie, it's great to have you in here this morning.
Thank you. We're excited to be here and share our program with you.
Since you're the last one to talk, I'll ask you first to talk a little bit about your background. When did you know you wanted to get into education?
So I have known since my first year of college that education was the right fit for me. I've always been supporting children, whether it was through babysitting or camp counseling growing up. And then when I formalized that commitment through college and my experiences in Spotsylvania County, I've grown as a teacher and an administrator, and now I've joined the school board office the last couple of years to support K-12 education and what it can bring and provide for our students.
Is that different being now in the kind of in the central office sort of world?
Yes. Life as a building principal is very different from life in the central office, but it has been a great growing experience for me. Most of my experiences have been with middle and elementary school, so learning high school world has been great, and 4E has been an eye-opening journey for me to see what our programs offer and what our schools offer our students starting as early as kindergarten all the way through 12th grade and what that brings for future preparation for them.
We will get into that as we go along this morning. So what's your background in Spotsylvania schools? What schools were you at?
Oh, I've had quite the Spotsylvania tour. I've had the pleasure of serving as a teacher at Spotsylvania Elementary. I served as the assistant principal at Spotsylvania Middle School. I was the assistant principal at Cedar Forest Elementary and Battlefield Elementary. And then most recently I served as the principal at Cortland Elementary. So
you have been around.
I have been around Spotsylvania a lot. It's been a great tour.
Talked about all those schools. I can picture them, and I thought you have had a lot of them. Kelly, you too. You've been with Spotsylvania, I know, for a little bit, but going way, way back, when did you decide that education was where you wanted to go down?
You know, and my story is part of the impetus for what we're doing with these pathways and starting at such an early age. I got out of high school, and I went to work in an Adidas factory. And did
really?
That for several
I had no
years.
Idea. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had some buddies that were working there, and they seemed to be making, you know, at the time looked like great money. And I had other guys that went off to college, and, you know, they weren't making any money. And so, you know, I thought, man, I want a cool car and all those kinds of things. And, of course, I never made enough through the factory to do that. And I learned right away that maybe I want to do something different. So, and I was a decent athlete, so I ended up signing a scholarship to play some baseball, and ended up really as a psychology major, and went all the way up to the clinical part. My eligibility ran out, and I decided to coach a little league baseball team. And working with those kids on this little league team in the middle of Richmond, and I also coached at John F. Kennedy High School down in Richmond. I did a little baseball there, and I was an assistant wrestling coach at Verina High School as well down in Henrico. And those experiences, I switched my major then, added another year and a half to my college experience, and that's what took me into education.
How long, you've been in Spotsylvania for a little bit too,
this
haven't you?
This is my sixth year. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what was I know you did some. You were at Spotsylvania High for a while.
I was the principal there, and I came there from Orange, where I was a principal there for 4 years beforehand.
Boy, you have seen in both of you, just education right now, just trying to get people has been just such and COVID was a challenge and. In all those things.
Yeah, there's over 4,000 vacancies across the state of Virginia right now. And so it's a major challenge that all divisions are really dealing with.
And COVID was its own world. Boy, that was tough.
Yeah, that was quite an experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was. You know, you start off a year, you have so many plans, and you're so excited to do all kinds of things with your students and your teachers, and then all of a sudden you're home. You know, you don't have kids in the building, and you're having to learn a whole new way of educating your students. Wasn't fun.
And Katie, I'm sure with you, just trying to educate students,
sure.
and doing virtual, and just so many challenges.
We really worked to rise to the challenge. We had a great staff who were in it for kids, and I speak because at the time I was the principal at Cortland Elementary for that experience, but I know educators across the district who were in it for our students.
Yeah.
And we experienced that in my house, both as a family. We have two students who are we have two kids in Spotsylvania County Schools, so we saw teachers in our dining room all the time. It was just became the new way of learning, and I'm really proud of the work that our staff and our families really tried to rise to the challenge that presented for us. So,
and so that experience really offered me a chance to get to know our families. Mm-hmm. In a way that I really can't do during a regular school year when you're working with so many kids. But during those graduation ceremonies, which were really one-on-one, remember, we marched the kids in one at a time with their families and graduated them. But I had an opportunity to talk to all of them. And one of the questions I always ask, usually during rehearsal, which we didn't do that year, is, all right, guys, what's next? You know, as they come across the stage during rehearsal, where are you headed? And so many times I heard, I don't know. I'm not sure. And that's what really prompted this 4E, to start thinking about, that's just not okay. We have got to provide them with some goals and some aspirations at the earliest point. So when they cross that stage, they might change their mind later, but the idea is to get them into the school, get them out of school with a pathway that we know they're going to be successful, headed somewhere.
What a great segue to 4E. I didn't even prep you on that. You just knew it.
Sounded scripted. It was
right?
not.
It was.
Kelly, you can come back anytime you want after that. We need to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll jump into 4E education in Spotsylvania. Good stuff this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
4E education, that's our focus this morning with Spotsylvania County Schools. My new most favorite guest, Kelly Gempel from Spotsylvania, is here. He set this up just perfectly. And Katie Simtoski, the Supervisor of Instructional Programs, here this morning to talk about it. So, Kelly, talk about this. Fascinating that you just talked about being during COVID. And we do look upon COVID as all this horrible time, but you all talk about there were things that happened, but what an interesting thing of as people walked across the stage and not knowing where they were going, and how frustrating as an administrator that had.
Yeah, you know, if nothing else, that year really taught us and had us analyze what we could do better. We knew things were going to come back to normal at some point, and what can we do better to serve our kids and prepare them? Our mission statement is we prepare our students for their future. And we started to ask, future of what? And how are we doing that exactly? And that's where these pathways come from.
So, 4E, what talk about there are four components to
four
all of
components,
this.
Four components, yep. Engaged, enlisted, employed, and enrolled. Those are our four pathways, and we want our students to jump on one of those as they're heading into ninth grade. That has really been identified as the most critical year. Your studies will show that that's where the highest discipline, the worst attendance, lower GPAs, and that's also where your dropouts occur more than any other grade level, is during that key transition from eighth to ninth grade. And part of the things we found was that, you know, students don't have goals all the time when they're heading into that critical year. And we know that when you have a goal, when you have a target, that it really helps to motivate you to understand and to do the work that's needed to reach that goal. And so what we do is we start off in the earliest years in elementary school, and elementary is really a time for exploration of careers.
Yeah.
Trying to expose them to as many different things as possible. Really help the students to understand their strengths and interests at that age, and then introduce the even salaries all the way up to what the job responsibilities are, right? That continues into middle school, where it's really an investigation of different possibilities when they graduate. It could be field trips to different places, right? That's where you have a lot of your career fairs, and you have your parents coming in and talking about the different jobs that they do, and just trying to expose them a little bit more deeply into what the possibilities are for once they cross that stage and go on into their lives. And of course, by the time they're entering high school, we want them to choose that pathway. So it answers the questions that we all used to have, right? Is why am I in this class? Why do I have to take this?
Right? Yeah.
We hear that so many times, right? And we want parents and students and our counselors to help them to understand this is why you're taking these classes, because this class aligns with this goal that you have when you graduate. This is going to lead to something in the after you leave us.
So Kelly, when you talk about ninth grade and just the transition, are there the difficulties because it's such a big transition, or
yeah,
how
come? There's a couple of reasons. I think, you know, part of it is, you know, your kids are 14 years old and they're in there and they're seeing the fact that folks are graduating and going on to things later, right? And if they don't feel equipped for that, that can be a very demoralizing thing. The other reasons would be that transition from eighth to ninth grade is a change in rigor, right? All of a sudden, you're on that graduation clock.
Yeah.
Every class counts, right? If you don't pass the class, you have to take it again, right? That's not always the case in the lower grades where, you know, there is promotion there. In high school, you're on that credit system. You have to get those 26 credits for the advanced diploma. And every class counts. And that's a pressure that students that maybe didn't apply themselves earlier probably didn't feel earlier. And once they start to feel that, again, it could be demoralizing, or it could be something that drives them, you know, kind of away from the school.
I remember when I got to high school, it was a hard transition for me.
Yeah.
It was really hard. And I wasn't ready for it. And I went to a small enough school that I remember one time the superintendent came and pulled me out of class and sat me down and said, I'm looking at your grades and I know you can do better. And, you know, gave me this little pep talk. But to me, you were right. All of a sudden, adulthood was sort of in view, and there were things expected of me that I wasn't ready for.
Yeah, and the first time you're seeing kids graduate, right? And
yeah.
And so, you know, it really is about having a goal as you enter that grade, right? And making sure you have a vision for what you're going to do. And that's really what these pathways do. We work with our counselors and we're working with our principals to try and get kids to understand that, man, it doesn't matter what your skill set is. You know, pick something. You know the interest, and we likely have a program that fits your likes and fits your desires, right? And we want to connect you with that. So when you get into ninth grade, there's not that feeling of, man, I don't know what I'm doing. No, it's I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm heading, and I know where we're going to be when this thing is over.
And I would think that having that would give you confidence and to have a goal and hopefully your test scores and your GPA reflects that.
We can't wait to see the data on this.
Yes. Well, and you're really building that intrinsic motivation, because you may not be committed to something by ninth grade. And we'd really try to balance that with you're taking a step. You have a goal. You're going to build some action steps toward that goal. But if that goal changes, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to equip you with the skills you need to make those changes. So that's really where that fourth E of engaged in the community comes in. We want our students to be productive citizens of Spotsylvania County. We want them to be successful in whatever their life goals are for them to reach. So even if we're not quite ready for that level of commitment, or we get in it and we decide, oh, this is not the pathway I want to travel, you have options. And that is the beauty of our programming, and specifically the Expo, is these are the options that we offer and you can explore. And that exploration starts with your middle school elective selection, potentially. So,
Well, Katie, I can see why when you talk about how this, having been in school and dealt with kids and all the years, how this would excite you, because I'm sure to talk to students and say, you know, not just the what are you thinking about, and to have, you know, just shrugging their shoulders, I don't know, and a lot of times kids don't know even where to look.
Correct. And that's what we want. We want our students ready to make informed choices for their future. So this is how we support them through it. I think in elementary, one of the most powerful experiences they have are the graduation walks, where the seniors of the high schools that their elementary school will feed into will come back and we'll do a little parade and a celebration for them. But there's a question and answer time where our fifth graders have the opportunity to ask, where are you going next year? What is your E? How did you get there? How did you choose that? Because elementary, it really starts with, what are my interests? What are the things I like to do? How can video games lead to flying drones for the military for me in the future? Finding those connections and pathways for them is really brings it into their level to make sure they're ready.
And Kelly, I would also think that by doing this and in doing it early, a lot of times, You want them to start off strong. Yeah. So you don't want, if you start off slow, and you can get into a situation where you may be so far behind that you may never qualify for something that you're interested in the future.
And absolutely,
so there's some things. Exactly, there's right. A lot of pluses here.
And sometimes it's you know, if you talk to young children sometimes and you ask, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be a professional athlete. Right.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
a lot of times you'll get that answer. Well, then this allows us to actually speak to them about that. Okay, what does that look like? What sport? I'm going to be a professional football player. Well, did you realize that 90% of the professional football players come from a Division I college, a big university?
Yeah.
Here's the requirements to get into college, right? Here's the what you need
right.
to graduate with. Here are the classes that are going to prepare you for that. Here's our dual enrollment, our AP, our IB, or our governor's school that's going to help you prepare that the very best of our abilities here in Spotsylvania County. So sure, you can be a professional athlete, but here are the steps to get there. Here's your pathway.
Yeah, you don't just play football.
Yeah, you don't get off the hook by saying that, right?
Yeah. So there are so many things, and just to have kids, Katie, I would think in school that are following these and that are enrolled and engaged and in everything, you're going to have a stronger school. You're going to have everyone's pushing toward a goal.
Everyone is pushing towards the school goal of preparing for our future and our division goal, but they also have their individual way of doing it and their pathway to contribute to that overall. So you're really building that sense of village and community right within your building.
And then also, Kelly, you look at this through with the whole scope. Not everybody has to go to college.
Absolutely,
there are
not.
All kinds of different, and that's been a big change.
That is part of it. Really, when I was coming up, my parents' goal was for their four children to go to college, and that kind of marked success. It's no longer the case. I mean, you can be incredibly successful by going into one of our employment fields and getting the certifications and credentialing through one of our 19 programs in CTE. And you can come out of there right away making all kinds of money,
You
right?
can be credentialed in like no time and make more than many people.
Absolutely. And you know how that is. I just had to call a plumber, and my gosh, that was expensive, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I wish I knew how to like change a pipe or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. I have so many guys that I had coached that have gone into military careers and are doing absolutely wonderfully, right? They made that their lifelong journey is going into the Army, Marines, Air Force, and are doing fantastic in those things. I should say Navy too.
So enrolled, employed. We've talked about just the fact of being employed and enlisted. You really cover everything here, because in some ways, sometimes some of these get kind of the goal doesn't have to be just college, like you said.
Absolutely not. And any of the four, you'll be successful. Mm-hmm. Right? And we have created pathways for each one of these things so that students understand how to get to that goal. Really, we don't want graduation to be a finish line. It's more of a liftoff point. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the gateway to your future right there. And our job is to make sure that when kids leave us, that they can go out and be productive citizens and live a great life.
And like you too said, Katie, just about being engaged and having you're not only helping the student, but you're helping the community.
Absolutely. That's the whole goal of education, is to prepare our students to go out and be productive citizens
all
in
students.
Our community. We want everyone to feel included in that and to be, productive and engaged in the community and really participating, helping support our local businesses and our local charities and whatever their commitment is to our community. We want them ready to make those decisions.
How long has Spotsylvania been doing this or some form of this?
This has been really a two-year journey. Mm-hmm. It really has. The inception of it was around 2 years ago. But I'm going to tell you what. Once Katie Simatoski got a hold of this and with her vision, she kind of took it and has run with it. She's got a heck of a committee that works on this thing. And they meet twice a week and all summer long. The planning for this and the organization of it has just been outstanding. And really, it's been Katie's muscle behind the whole thing. She's kind of our jack of all trades in our central office. There's really nothing she can't do. She's put together this expo with her team, and it is going to be such a great event for our students and families to really learn about all the opportunities that Spotsylvania County provides, and maybe in a way that we've never done before.
Well, and Katie, as the state struggles and looks at ways either to attract teachers or to improve test scores, this is something they need to look at.
So actually, this is becoming part of the new accountability system through the Virginia Department of Ed.
Yeah, we just learned.
We just learned.
They're a little behind the times because they're calling it 3D, but that's all right.
They'll catch up on the 4D. We'll work on that.
Spotsylvania.
They hijacked us. Yeah.
They did. But college and career readiness has always been a part of our state accountability system.
Yeah, for sure.
They're now bringing in the lingo of really what does that mean and how are we preparing our students for whatever that E is going to be for them. So the fact that the common language has come into play has been nice. But yes, the goal is productive citizens for the community and the state. So that's what our job is, to educate our students to help our world really where we live. So.
Well, and besides, we talk about students. I mean, I would think that the teachers would be excited about this, because this creates better students, and to have a classroom of students that want to be there, or you know, like you said, Kelly, understand why. Because I was one of those kids. When am I ever going to use this? And I wish I had stayed. I wish I had paid attention in a whole lot more classes.
And I think part of it is, even for teachers that teach some of these 19 programs in CTE, or even our college preparatory classes in ROTC. Very difficult for them to promote their programs when you're just doing a one night, open house.
Right.
And then it was left up to them to go out to the schools and find time during their teaching day to go promote it to the students, right, in middle school. This provides an ongoing system so that their programs are promoted with equal billing, you know, throughout the year to all of our students, going all the way from fifth grade all the way up through the time that they enter high school. This expo really provides the opportunity for all of our programs to showcase all the things that they provide for our students. So, yeah, I think our teachers are very excited that we're doing this, and I think it's going to help promote some of the programs that don't get the billing that they might deserve.
Yeah. The expo is tomorrow night.
Yes.
It is.
At Chancellor High School.
So excited.
And we're going to talk about it when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFEA. Katie Simatoski is here, along with Kelly Gemple from Spotsylvania County Schools. More on News Talk 1230 WFEA. It is almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFEA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
4E, our topic this morning with Spotsylvania County Schools, Kelly Gemple and Katie Simatoski here this morning to talk about it. Kelly talked about I want to come to this just because I heard after him setting you up. I mean, this is going to be a great event.
This is our second expo, and we're coming off a huge success from last year. And it really came from our families and our students don't know all the options we provide. We have at the time we had a 90-page course pathway book. Yeah. You can link to it on our Spotsylvania County Schools website that listed everything. But this brings that to life, because we have information sessions, we have booths, We have the teachers who are leading the courses. We have the students who are participating in it. Yep. We had, I mean, we had half a cow last year for FFA. And we had doing
a cow?
Like their model. And they were talking about how agriculture is a pathway and how you have to continue. So the cow was a big hit last year.
Yeah.
But it really left our families saying, I had no idea my children could pursue any of these activities. And B, we need more. We need to know more. We need it more often. So we are continuing the tradition of the expo. What we have found with that leading up to ninth grade data is we really want to support our rising sixth grade, so our current fifth grade families through our middle school families, sixth, seventh, and eighth, in supporting those conversations about these are your opportunities when you get to high school. These are the prerequisites that you can start building now in your time in middle school. So when you are looking at those elective options, when you are looking at those course options, as you start making those conversations, because elementary is very scripted. This is what you're going to take. This is how we're going to roll. You're going to go through K through five. When you transition to that sixth grade scheduling piece, you now have an option. You now get to choose a course.
Okay.
So starting with that conversation and then knowing that that will lead to certain programming for you potentially should you wish to pursue it. We offer four information sessions featuring our career and tech opportunities, our international baccalaureate program, our governor's school, and our AP and dual enrollment options, because those are all advanced coursework that require middle school prerequisites to apply potentially in middle or early high school. So we want our families to know these are opportunities. Here's what you need to start having conversations about now with your child so they're ready to make those decisions and
commitments. Notice she's saying families, because
part
of this is really informing parents, right?
Yes.
In that middle school age, a lot of times in the past, if parents didn't read through that large book and try and figure out what should my kid be taking, you know, we presented a lot of things to our students and gone to the schools, did the presentations, you know, CTE would come in. We'd have all kinds of programming during the school day, but not for our parents to have those conversations around the dinner table. So now the hope is and the drive is that our counselors, our parents, and our students are all speaking the same language about what the opportunities and possibilities are. And this is a great night to get to know all of our programs. So our parents can come by. This is why we're doing it 5 to 8 instead of doing it during the school day. So parents can get there. And we really want the parents to be asking a lot of questions as well. And last year, boy, they did.
They did. They did. So like I said, we're coming off the success of a very successful event. We're excited to add this year we will be offering raffle prizes. So families who come can fill out that exit survey and can enter a chance to win. We'll be raffling off a bicycle and a helmet. We'll be raffling off some Sky Zone passes, bowling passes, Funland passes, and so many more prize options. So we're excited to help.
Yeah.
Yes, we really appreciate our business partners and sponsors for this event, because it would not be possible without them. We also will be featuring a table with our Zello Career Exploration platform. And that is a new platform we've brought on this year for K through 12 students to really start making that plan. And it starts early with interests and
even
a career exploration. Yes, it starts as early as kindergarten, I believe, is going to be on it eventually. So we are really excited to have them partner with us and talk about how they're helping our students during their school day figure out what my goal is and what are those action steps I need to take. So they will be there tomorrow night. We will have over 34 booths there between our performing arts education, our core content areas, work-based learning. Our Office of Student Support Services is there to talk about what that transition looks like. Our English language learner department will be there to help support what their transition for this looks like. We really have something for every single student in Spotsylvania County at this event tomorrow night. So while it's geared to our middle school families, it's open to all. It's a great night with a lot of information and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Boy, you cover a lot of things. And like you said, this is one of the things that as you were talking about that, Kay, that comes to mind is just the timing of it, I think, is great. That it's this time. To do this in the spring might be
too late. Yep,
exactly
it is absolutely
right.
too late. That's what we found talking to families with our scheduling process, we start scheduling for middle school and high school early winter. High school will start officially, I believe, in January. Middle school follows up in February. So we wanted to make sure that we were timely with our event so that families and students knew their opportunities and their options before they started committing to what those courses, that coursework might look like for them next year.
And boy, like you say, it's, you know, you want fifth through eighth graders, but even younger would be, is not a bad idea.
No, please. The earlier the better, right? Start asking those questions about, you know, what are the opportunities? And high school, too.
Right.
You know, beyond ninth grade, please, you know. Because, again, the pathways are fluid. You can always, you know, if you're on in a CTE program right now and you decide you want to go to college, we can switch that up. You decide you want to get into ROTC, they'll accept seniors. You can do this.
The best action step for the younger kiddos is I am going to set a goal and then I'm going to identify those steps that get me to that goal, because that general thinking and mindset can then be turned into something maybe outside professional athlete or ballerina or astronaut, which is your typical lately YouTuber.
Yeah, right.
They all want to be something. So that goal of that's my goal, how do I get there, is a great line of thinking, and it really helps even the littlest of our visitors. I mean, we had kindergartners there last year checking out the booths and getting the information.
Yeah, and the reports we're getting from parents is they're so excited when they see that light turn on.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden their child starts to identify and talk about their goals and what they want to do with their lives, right? And it's happening at an earlier and earlier age now. And that's been really neat. Mm-hmm. So if I talk to moms and dads and they're like, gosh, you know, why weren't you guys doing this before, right? This is such an excellent program. And my child now understands why they're taking their classes that they're taking and they're excited about it.
Right. No, you look at this and just think, just because life and colleges and everything has gotten so competitive,
sure has.
This just fits right in. And parents, every parent has different. If you have a parent that hasn't been to college or hasn't, you know, everyone has different backgrounds. And this helps with that.
We've always talked about the evolution of the career and tech opportunities because it's so diverse now in what we offer our students. And they're very competitive pathways to enroll in if you're interested in pursuing that through our high school careers. And they can prepare you for a 2-year or 4-year or trade school program opportunity. So.
Yeah, we're excited about promoting that because a lot of folks don't understand that through our 19 programs, students can actually leave school with credentials and certifications that would allow them to go directly into the workforce and actually make a higher than entry wage.
Yeah.
But, you know, if let's say you don't take advantage of those things and you graduate from high school and it comes a time where you have to get a job and you haven't prepared yourself, well, you start at the bottom rung then and you have to work your way up. What these CTE programs do by offering these certifications and credentialing, and if you go through that pathway, you're going to come out of there ready to make a good wage and ready to be a contributing member to that corporation. Yeah. And they're going to take care of their people. It's the same thing with being enrolled. Our AP, our dual enrollment, governor school, IB programs, you know, we have students graduating, going to college as sophomores because they've earned so many credits during the high school time at such a reduced rate, right? Yeah. We have a partnership with Germana and Mary Washington. And so, yeah, you can earn, you know, 12 to 15 credits in high school and go off to college. And, of course, that saves money and everything else. And you graduate earlier, and you're on your way there.
You can graduate high school with your associate's degree through one of our programs.
Absolutely. I have seen that. So this just blows me away when I see that, because Germana will – we've done shows with that and it had some students come in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Enlist is the same way, right? So our JROTC are state recognized programs. They are outstanding at preparing our students for those military lives. And they teach leadership, right? So there's, you know, the side benefit is, man, those students are leaders in our schools too. The JROTC instructors are top notch in this division.
Yeah, Spotsylvania High especially they've been really recognized.
Absolutely phenomenal. They really are. Their Raiders program is one of the very best in the state. And really, you know, you can always identify the kids in JROTC, especially the older guys, because they don't want to mess up, right? They are on point all the time. And so very proud of that program.
What's what's also great about this in the Education Expo is, Kelly, you talked about, you know, that this has been in book form and you've had this. As you described it, I thought, well, I'd be the one who would look at the book, no matter how impressive and good information, I would think, that seems kind of big. You come to something like this, you leave something like this, and all of a sudden, I need to go check that. You know, I want to go online or go check what's in there.
Okay, go ahead.
The opportunities to talk to the students who are actively in the programs and for the teachers to share their craft, because as we know, teachers are very passionate about what they are choosing to educate their students in. So to have that opportunity to really bring that class from that page in the course pathway book to life is huge. Because students are so excited to talk about the work that they are completing in class and how it's helping them.
Yeah, so many of the families came walking out saying, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. You know, they learned something new, right?
About
the program, you know, and that's really what we want. We want to create that hope, you know, and create that direction for their students. And we want them to go back home and talk about it, you know. Wow, did you think about this? Think about that. What did you see there? And I think we're gonna provide so much information. It's going to be some rich conversation about students' future, which is what we want our kids talking about.
No, it's terrific, and it's the kind of thing where I think you would walk out and you would think, because we hear so much about all the difficulties in education today. Mm-hmm. You walk out from something like this and you say, you know what? Spotsylvania's been working on something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been more than just wringing our hands and trying to figure it out. You know, this is a well-defined program that's going to help my kids and my family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really about creating hope, motivation, right, and a sense of direction and goals. We all know that when you have those things, you're more likely to succeed. And we know we have to start it at a young level. And so our elementary schools are on board. Our principals at all levels are aware of this. They're on board with it. They're promoting it. You'll see them all on
our middle
tomorrow
schools
night.
Have all issued their attendance challenges. So if you want to be first in line to dine at some middle schools, come on by and talk to your principal tomorrow.
No, this really tomorrow night is a great opportunity. And like you say, that you know, you've got the call out and you want the fifth through eighth graders, obviously. But mm-hmm. like you say, if you're younger or even if you've got a child in high school and feel like that they haven't, you know, it's one of those things of, you know, you look at your kids and say, why don't I know? You know, why didn't you bring something home about this for me?
Exactly right.
Get your kids there, and it's never too late.
It's not. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've heard from a number of other divisions, too, that will be sending folks just to kind of see what we're doing.
I would think so.
That's exciting, mm-hmm. too. You know, we want to lead the way.
Yeah. Well, especially if the state has a 3E program and you've got a 4E program.
It's got to be better, right?
Yes. No, this is really and just I would just think at the level in the classroom level and at the school level, mm-hmm. to have this kind to have these kinds of programs available, mm-hmm. it just helps both the students and the teachers. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. The biggest thing will be going to graduation this year, and this will be, you know, this is my 30th year, so I've been at graduations every year on the stage.
Yep.
I even had to read the names when I was a teacher, so I don't know how I got roped into that. But to have the students walk across the stage and to shake their hand and say, what's next, and just to get a great response, right? Mm-hmm. And to hear, you know, we really expect that to increase over the years as this program is implemented and we start to execute the overall vision for it.
That's our goal, be able to answer the question, what's your E?
And I guess if parents have questions on this, you either contact their teacher or their school the next day or so for the expo. But even if they hear this or hear about the 4E Education Expo after the fact, mm-hmm. talk to somebody and it's never too late to get information.
It's never too late, and we are always excited to share. So the school counseling department, in addition to your child's teachers or your building admin, you can reach out to us at the school board office. We're all excited to talk about you.
And Renee's done a great job of posting this online, too, so there's all kinds of information that maybe wasn't available years ago online about the different pathways.
Mm-hmm. See, 4E Education Expo, it is tomorrow night, November 7th, at Chancellor High School from 5 to 8. I'm a Chancellor High School guy. My kids all went there, so I'm glad to see this at Chancellor High School. So I'm
it's
glad to see.
It's going to be a great venue.
Yep. Glad to see that there. Quick break. We'll wrap this up, and we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Spotsylvania County Schools in this morning and the 4E Education Program. Kelly Gemple and Katie Simtoski is here this morning talking about all of this. New superintendent in Spotsylvania. We had Dr. Mitchell was in here a few weeks after he had come to Spotsylvania, and I've bumped into him with some community events. He's got a lot of passion, and you look at something like this, you look at Dr. Mitchell and some other things. Just some exciting things happening in Spotsylvania.
Dr. Mitchell is exhausting to watch work. He has endless energy. He is so excited, so passionate, like you say. And then he's exhilarating to work with. It's just motivating just to be near the guy. He has such an outstanding vision for our division and wants to learn so much first, which is one of the things I just so admire about him, is he has taken the time to get out to the community almost on a daily basis throughout the weekends. And like I said, it's exhausting to watch him go. And I tell you what, he shows up to work bright and early every morning and is the same energy from the time he's there to the time he leaves at the end of the day. It just has been absolutely impressive, and I just think there's going to be great things in store for the future of Spotsylvania County with Dr. Mitchell at the helm. I also want to recognize our school board, you know, for their support, and Dr. Daniels, our board chair, has been incredibly supportive of the 4E program, as has Dr. Mitchell. He's just as excited. You know, he'll be there, of course.
He's our kickoff tomorrow in the auditorium.
And so I'm sure the rest of our school board will likely show up there as well, and they'll be very supportive. And, you know, we're all excited about this program and to see it coming. And so, Katie, talk a little bit about how many people did we have sign up early last year versus this year?
So we put out an RSVP, not that you have to RSVP to come. We're excited to have everyone join us. But we weren't sure how many people would come.
Sure.
We have about 7,500 families we invited, so we weren't sure. Last year we had approximately 500 RSVP at this point, and this year we're approaching 1,000. So we're really excited that we are going to have an action-packed night tomorrow night. So
there are a lot of people interested in this program.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really hoping for a couple thousand.
Nope. Yeah. No. And as you have described it, it really does give families. And it's great that it's not just all on the students, that mm-hmm. you recognize that this is a family thing mm-hmm. and that the parents want to be involved in this kind of thing.
As building admin, we always told our students, you know, you have a team behind us, and you have your school team, you have your family team, and we're all here to help you. And we're here to support whatever decision, whatever path you want to take. We're going to cheer you on. We're going to make sure you're on the right track. And this event tomorrow night is the kickoff to really how do we have those conversations and bring the partnerships
collectively
together.
Right? Yeah, and bringing parents together with our counselors and our school leaders to have those conversations with their student. So that every family feels supported. And this is our pathway to doing that.
5 to 8.
5 to 8.
At Chancellor High School. And if you don't RSVP, you still can show
please
up.
Come.
Oh, my gosh, please.
Come join us.
You don't need to RSVP. Just come on in. We've got
snacks
there. We've got, you know, all kinds of prizes.
All kinds of raffle prizes, thanks to our business partners. And, you know, we're ready to have some fun
we
and celebrate.
We want to see every 5th grader, every 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade family, and beyond that at this event on Thursday at Chancellor. 5 to 8. Please, please, please come out. We can't wait to see you. We've got a great stuff in store for you.
And especially knowing that one of the things is you might walk away from there and have a couple of ideas of this is what I want to do, and you start pursuing them, and you've still got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
the whole
you
aim.
Can do that.
Absolutely. That is the whole objective of this is to create those thoughts of hope and vision and really get our kids on a pathway with some goals to it so that, you know, like I said, they know why they're taking the classes they're taking and they know where they're headed.
I just look at this and just think, there was never anything like this when I was a student. Mm-hmm. I would have loved something like this. Mm-hmm. And this really gives kids something to shoot for. And like I said, I was the kid always saying, when are we ever going to use this? So that is real quick, because we're almost out of time here, but you talk about something like this. You talk about exciting things happening in Spotsylvania schools. Kelly, I'll let you just talk for a second about if you're looking to become a, if you're looking for a teaching job or thing, you know, you want to be a teacher, you ought to check Spotsylvania out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's a shout out to our students, too. We do have a Teachers for Tomorrow course in CTE Pathway for our future teachers. But absolutely, we're trying to put things together so that the students in your classes have an understanding of why they're in there. And that, of course, helps with the classroom management. And we want to attract more teachers because we're demonstrating how much we care for our families and our students and bringing them together.
Our HR department is our welcoming table tomorrow night. So if you're interested, come on by and talk to them. They'd love to talk about the opportunities in Spotsylvania.
There you go. Kelly Simtoski and Katie Simtoski and Kelly Gemple from Spotsylvania County Schools. Thank you both so much. Come on back. You guys are great guests.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.